Forever DMs can still make bad players. As far as this story goes, it's not the worst horror story in terms of creepy behavior, but this just happened, and it was easily the most frustrated I've ever felt while playing D&D. For context, our D&D group plays with the main story for 3 weeks, but then the fourth week, one of the players takes a turn running a one-shot so the Forever DM can have a break from writing and play. There are 7 of us in total, and we rotate one-shots so everyone gets a chance to show off their DM skill, and it's always fun. The irony of this is that the DM is the biggest problem player that we have. I love playing in his campaign each week, but when it comes to him as a player in someone else's game, he becomes extremely annoying. I understand wanting to break free and let loose once a month, maybe cause some chaos in a fun little one-shot, but I'm talking about the full murder hobo character every single time. He always needs to destroy the town we're in by the end of it, or brutalize the enemy. There was even one time he kept interrupting the other players to butt in about how he was going to kill the villain. But the biggest frustration happened just last night. The only people who have any part in this story are me, the DM for the night, and him. Barry equals problem player. It's important to note that Barry is also my boyfriend. I created a homebrew world for my one-shot. It's themed to be the Old West with cowboys and guns, and I even created homebrew subclasses for them to try out for a little extra flavor, as well as hand-drawn maps, with the idea that they will finish in one city, and then decide where to go. So the next time it comes around to my turn, I'll have time to plan and prepare for the city they choose to explore. I have very few rules for the game, but one of them is to play it a bit more seriously. No joke characters. To be clear, I want my characters to have fun and joke around, but just to play it a bit more seriously, like a regular campaign. We start the game and everything is going great. The group absolutely loving exploring my town and gambling, but Barry continues to go off away from the party. It's not inherently bad at first, but it's kind of annoying when I wrangle everyone together so I can continue, and he just disappears again. Barry and another player try to talk to the sheriff, but he's got a certain time that he's supposed to come in, and that's later. I let them talk to a receptionist at the sheriff's office and tell them that he's out patrolling right now, and we'll be back in later if they're looking for him. Basically, my way of saying this quest is not available yet. Go find something else to do. Then Barry decides to go and try and get some money for gambling by doing chores around the stables, but his real plan was just to shovel horse manure over the fence so he could collect it. He takes 2 balls of manure, goes over to the church in town, the plot point for later, where the battle was going to take place, light them on fire, and hurls them at the church. Now I had 2 options for what might happen at the church. If the group were to investigate, they could learn some history about the town, and the door would be locked. Or if they tried to break in or destroy the church at all, it would rouse the sheriff. The plan was that once they meet the sheriff, he asks them to help on night watch, which then pushes them right into the next plot point where they see creepy things happening at night. If the sheriff was angry, then he would offer to sweep it under the rug if they agreed to help. I thought I had planned for everything. Clearly I had not. So I come in as the sheriff, asking him what he thinks he's doing setting the church on fire. And then I propose the deal that we can put this all behind us if Barry and his group can help on night watch. And Barry is absolutely not accepting it. He argues with me for probably 20 minutes of real time. I absolutely cannot make it any clearer that he's supposed to take this plot point. I repeat myself over and over. I threaten him with a night in jail for trying to vandalize the church and burn it down. He always says, "You can try to hold me," all smug. I tell him his only options are either a night in prison or night watch. He keeps trying to say I'm a bad sheriff for not being around when he went to the sheriff's office. I explain again why the sheriff was away, and he just tries to claim that he was summoning him here and it worked. The reason he was even trying to summon the sheriff was so that the other player could talk to him, not even him, and I told him that they'd all be able to talk on the night watch and he could ask any questions he wanted. He kept arguing, saying it wasn't his decision to make. The entire time, Barry kept acting like he had anything to negotiate with, as if he wasn't the one hurling flaming horse manure at the church. There was seriously nothing I could do to get this to move along. Putting my foot down didn't even work. I was holding my ground about this, and he still found a way to undermine me. I just kept repeating the ultimatum of do this quest, the plot, or you go to jail for destruction of property, and he runs away. He runs back to the gambling hall to bring the sheriff to where the group was. I really didn't want to concede to this, but I did, and I snapped at him a bit, kind of implying that the sheriff only follows him, and doesn't attack him for running away because we've got a plot we still have to follow. And Barry tells me to calm down under his breath. I push past the argument and just continue to read the plot as written, but Barry seems really checked out for the rest of the session. He was probably 20 minutes of actual game time trying to argue with me about the plot and wouldn't take my no for an answer. Not once did he ever take the hint. Now, let me make one thing very clear. If this were a long-standing campaign, I would have been more open to it. Maybe some drama, arresting him, letting the group do a jailbreak plot. But this was a one-shot. We had 4 hours to get through what I had in mind, and then it was done for good. Sometimes a bit of light railroading is necessary, and I still was trying to let people have their fun. I'd spent a month planning this one-shot and putting in all my hard work, so I don't think it was too much to ask that the players follow my storyline. I'm not a professional DM. I've run a couple of one-shots before, and that's about it. I've been playing for years, but only rarely DMing, so I don't always have the ability to think on the fly like that. As I look back on it, I see how I could have handled it differently, like going out of character to just tell him outright that he needs to listen to me or something like that. But I was determined to resolve it in character, thinking there was no way he would keep fighting me about this for that long. Every time I tried to get him back on the right track, he found another way around it. And not only that, he's also very bad at taking criticism in the past, so I feel like this situation would have gone bad either way. I had a million things running through my mind at that point, and of course, I always think of what I could have done differently after I'd had time to reflect. I had thought I'd lost my temper, but my cousin, who was also playing, told me later she thought I handled it very well, and I seemed calm and level-headed about it. This made me feel a bit better about things. I have an entire world with 9 more cities everyone is excited to explore, but this experience has really made me not want to DM for Barry as a player anymore. The rest of the group was wonderful, and I really like them all. And I generally like Barry as a DM too. But this one thing has really shown me a lot about Barry as a player, and if he's going to act like that, then I don't want him playing in my games just to purposely ruin them or be difficult. He told me later he was trying to speed things along, but all he proved to do was grind us to a completely impassable roadblock. I wish he would have just listened to me and trusted my story. I tell him be a bit more serious for this world, and he throws around flaming horse poop and won't listen to me. Anyway, this was honestly mostly a way to vent my frustrations, because I had been having a wonderful time that night, until that useless argument kinda just ruined my fun. I'm not sure how to talk to him because he's already been horrible at accepting criticism, even constructive, about his games. For example, he uses very high-pitched squeaking voices for his characters that are sometimes very hard to understand what he's saying. One time I mentioned this and asked if he could change up the character's voice because I was really struggling to understand him. He immediately grew defensive and asked me if I would just be able to change up my druid's voice. And so I asked him if he ever struggled to understand what I was saying. Because if he was, then yes, I would change my character's voice to make sure he understood me. That seemed to catch him off guard, because he just immediately doubled down. He claimed it was part of the joke, and the character is supposed to be hard to understand, because he gets mad at people who can't understand his goblin accent. And then proceeded to make the voice extra squeaky and impossible for me to understand that session. So needless to say, not a very easy person to talk to. I have, however, spoken to a couple of the party members, and they agree with me that he was just being needlessly difficult. It made me relieved to hear, like I was validated in that. Well, we hashed it out. Barry and I were hanging out together for our weekly date, and while I'd been a bit withdrawn because my feelings were hurt, I was willing to just ignore it and move past it. I wasn't even going to bring it up because I really didn't want to devolve into a fight. I was about to drive him back home so I could go to work, and he stopped me. He asked me if we were okay. I told him yes, and he asked, "You'd tell me if something was wrong, right?" So I think, okay, this is the perfect chance to touch base about what went wrong. Maybe as long as we just clear the air, it'll be fine. I will probably still never DM again, but we can put this away and maybe just explain ourselves. So I admit it. I say, well, I was a bit frustrated with how D&D played out the other night. Before we were even out of the parking lot, he shot back with, "I was just doing to you what you guys do in my campaign all the time." Our party likes a little bit of chaos now and then, but I can't think of one time that we just stood there and argued with guards and NPCs. I ask him for an example, and he brings up the time that I tried to go off script a little bit and have my druid sneak food into a jail cell for a starving child who got his hand cut off the session before. I had made a plan with my cousin on how we would both sneak out and give this kid food, and we had spent nearly 2 weeks in out-of-game time talking about how we were going to do this. And that night, the DM basically let me waste 20 minutes of time breaking into the jail for it to be empty, and the boy was nowhere to be found. When I was feeling stuck and out of options, I finally just asked, "Is there no way I find this boy?" And Barry responds with, "No, you made a big deal out of nothing. You were never even supposed to follow this plot. He's gone. You just wasted a bunch of time." So he's comparing the time that I wanted to have a 5-minute improv scene he didn't plan for character development, to the time that he completely halted a game because his character was refusing to accept the plot hook because he didn't want to make a decision on behalf of the party, who was, by the way, at the table agreeing to do the plot. I was told this after by one of my friends. There was a lot going on. I tell him that those two scenes are not the same at all, and he starts getting heated with me, saying that he told me it was pointless, and I still insisted on doing it anyway. He never told me it was pointless until after he let me run around wasting time for 20 minutes. He said how he didn't plan for that, and how I was making a big deal out of nothing because I needed to get my way. Of course, I defended myself, saying we had been planning this for weeks, and I had just wanted a small improv scene that he had time to plan for, instead of just letting me waste my own time and everyone else's time. He also complained about how we waste time doing stupid things like pillow fights and bag of holding shenanigans. Sometimes when the party's just at an inn, my druid likes to have a pillow fight or build a pillow fort, and it's an adorable scene that the party loves using to bond. He always encourages us to be our characters, so I'm not sure why he wants to encourage roleplay and then get mad when we actually do it. He told me about how he's written pages of encounters and meetings that he's just had to skip because we didn't do it, or we found a workaround to things that he had planned, and he never complains about it, and then said, "I'm sorry you didn't get your way with the game, but that's just how D&D works." His only argument for why his character was doing what he did was because he didn't want to make a decision without the rest of the party, because you always make a decision as a group, and I'm not selfish like that. He was trying to speed along my game because the party was wasting time gambling, and I told him that I had it under control. I told him that I knew what I was doing and had accounted for exploring time and was trying to move along the session myself, but his character was the one who ran off and delayed it even more. He even said that I should have split up my session into two if we ran out of time, which I argued back because it wasn't meant to be two sessions, it was a one-shot. It would be absolutely pointless to stop the game before we even have a fight, wait for 3-4 months for it to be my turn again, and then just run half a session. It was pointless. It was a one-shot. This was done and gone by the end of 4 hours and we'd be on to another city. The whole argument ended up reaching a boiling point by the time I dropped him off at home, and he said how this was such a stupid conversation to be having in the first place. That he was the only person I had gotten mad at, and I was only mad at him for playing the character. He ended the whole thing by saying he was not going to apologize, and basically that I was entirely in the wrong here. That he was not wrong for what he did, and even said, "Until you're done being mad at me, don't text me." He then slammed the door and stormed off. I don't care that he defended his actions either, but I'd been hoping it would have been resolved easier than this. Maybe seeing each other's side on things and clearing the air. But he twisted it so fast into, "Look at how often you mess up my plans, and I'm not the one who gets mad about it." I guess he just wants orc barbarian killing robots who have no emotion, and just yes sir, no sir, and slaughter everything in sight instead of avoiding encounters. Because he sure seemed to take issue with us being creative and having fun. He encourages us to roleplay, but then when we have fun, i.e. pillow fights or helping starving children, he apparently thinks we mess up his plans and take it out on us, running the one-shots. Obviously, I'm crushed. I ended up getting in contact with another girl in the party, and we hung out that night and talked it over, and it was really nice to vent and feel listened to. I know it's stupid to have arguments over fictional people with my friends, but this has really hurt me. I don't even know what to say or do anymore. We ended up talking it out over the phone the next day, and he did apologize, so I continued to play at the table. But needless to say, this definitely soured my mood about the hobby I loved. I'm hoping he actually took his apology to heart. I still don't think I'll be DMing for this group anytime soon. If ever, though. With a lot of things having lined up the way they have, it's very disheartening to say the least. There are other issues as well, but I think this was the biggest blowout because of D&D we'd had. I'm surprised this person is more upset with the hobby and not the boyfriend, but good on you for walking away from that table. I definitely would have. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every Friday.